You're listening to SBS News.
With the temporary travel ban from India officially over, the first flight in a fortnight from the COVID-ravaged country touched down in Darwin. On board, just 80 of the planned 150 passengers. Eagerly awaiting their arrival is Kumar Daksh, whose wife Anu is among the travellers. The pair were separated by the pandemic just 20 days after their wedding in India in January last year.
For me, finally the wait is over. So finally I can see my wife after 15 months. It's really very hard, actually. People just trying to get home. They want to start their life.
Anu will now spend 2 weeks in quarantine at the Howard Springs facility, despite isolating and testing negative to COVID before she could board the flight. But she and her fellow travellers were the lucky ones. Many more who were meant to come home with them were held back at the last moment after returning positive test results. And many more wanting to return are still trying to get on a flight, including Tulasi Sungapu. She travelled to Hyderabad in southern India in February to bring home her 3-year-old son and ended up getting infected with the virus. She's since tested negative and is desperate to come home.
It was really depressing because my parents also got COVID. No, and I sent my little one to other family. So here is not safe. Not feeling good here. I want to come back as soon as possible because here is very dangerous and scary.
The 70 passengers who weren't allowed on the flight have been emailed by the Department of Foreign Affairs to say they'll need to prove they're no longer infectious before being considered for other flights. At least 6 more government chartered flights are due from India before the end of May, and a ban on people flying via third countries has also been lifted. But some believe the government should be doing more to help. The federal opposition leader is Anthony Albanese.
We know that more than 30,000 Australians remain stranded. But the fact that some of those Australians have contracted COVID as a direct result of them not being brought home to safety is an indictment of the federal government's complacency.
But the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is defending the government's stance.
We are dealing with a situation where we're seeing more than 800,000 new COVID cases a day. There are new variants of the virus, and we have an effective quarantine process here in Australia, but we did see a spike in the number of cases when people from India were coming. We invoked the Biosecurity Act, we then reassessed it after a couple of weeks. The flights have now started. That's a positive development, but again, we've got to maintain our health settings because we know how damaging both to the lives and the livelihoods of Australians an outbreak here would be.
For Kumar Daksh, concern now turns to those Australians still trying to get home.
The Morrison government really needs to increase the repatriation flights, the evacuation flights, and need to increase the quarantine facility as well so that people can get home as soon as possible.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.